Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. We're visiting today with the Kentucky Ag Department's Tina Garland, who helps coordinate the Junior Chefs program. It's an effort to involve high school-aged youngsters in a cooking competition, at the same time getting more locally grown produce into schools. Garland says it also takes community volunteers.
Coaches that represent, you know, different groups, which, like you said, Lietta is a volunteer, and then we have coaches from the FFA. They put a team together, and you would think, well, that's kind of unusual, cooking falling into FFA, but they have a really large time, and the students just really enjoy it. And plus, it's that additional step to that education component of not just growing your food, but how to prepare that food.
Tina referenced Lietta Greer, a Montgomery County volunteer who helped the local 4-H team win the 2016 state championship. Volunteers come from about anywhere.
Then we also have just interested foodies as parents or chefs. We have some chefs that volunteer their time and put together a team or sponsor a team, as well as food service directors, and then, of course, your family and consumer science teachers.
As the teams develop their recipes, utilizing many locally grown foods, they're often added to the school lunch line menu. We'll be right back.
Did you know the federal government provides more than $150 billion a year in grants, loans, and work study funds to make higher education possible for anyone? Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share, and it's totally free and takes most people less than an hour to apply.
Go to knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter with hashtag MyFAFSAStory. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Postsecondary Education.
KDA's Tina Garland says the Junior Chef team members learn skills beyond the kitchen, like communications.
They learn how to converse, you know, in that peer-to-peer setting, which today a lot of kids don't really know how to do that. There's more time on texting and Snapchat and things like that.
She says the Junior Chef team members do learn their way around a kitchen, but also develop problem-solving techniques and team-building skills they can use throughout their lives. And for sure, some do go on to culinary careers.
Many students that have already been through our competition in the last 4 years or the last 3 years, they have gone on to Sullivan for a culinary career.
Sullivan University is a major sponsor, providing many scholarship opportunities to team members. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.